USA Chat, December 20th, 2022. Sat joins the meeting and Farnoz thanks Sat for her presence. Then Farnoz announces the name of the people who are on the call. And then Sat invites everybody to ask questions or share their experiences.
Hi, Satjun. It's Little Flower. I'm going to do my best to ask a very concise and to the point and hopefully not stupid question. And of all the questions I've asked lately, this actually means the answer to this means the most to me. You know that I write in my journal a lot, and I realize these things, and there's such a dichotomy. For example, when I look at you, I see you as being attributeless, but yet you exude all the wonderful attributes. Or what I see of you is so subtle but and unreal, but yet it's so real. Like I can touch you. It's also mysterious, Satjun, but how is it that this dichotomy exists in divinity?
I think we all are that, really. We all are the infinite base. We also, as an infinite base, play this, whatever it is, mysterious it is. But it is very clear to me that the base is coming more and more visible for all of you, and yet you don't bail out from any of the so-called titles. So I was saying to someone today, I said, you know, knowingly you can live in the world and yet not of it. And so it's the whole package. But the whole package, when you know what it is, it becomes a visible whole, the whole thing. Otherwise, it would be just a fraction of the infiniteness that we all are as one beyond name and form. You know, I was telling the same person today, I was saying, you know, knowing Maya is impossible through the mind. It's impossible. I don't care how many, you know, science and all sorts of things come up. It's impossible. And knowing who you are, then there is no world. So the question dissolves in both.
Thank you so much for answering me.
Sure.
Satjun, this is Farnoz. The last few days, particularly one day, I tried the whole day while doing the activities to feel myself, to be paying attention to that one that I'm doing all of these activities for. And it helped me to be much more calm and not rushing through things. I did a lot of things, but still I was not rushing through and I wasn't feeling uncomfortable doing things. Although I had to do, I mean, it was hard for my body for several hours. And I felt the difference and I feel it was very helpful to me. And thank you. Thank you for everything and particularly this one. That was my experience. It makes the time kind of stretching and I wasn't rushing through things. So it was really, really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, time is mind-bind. It only exists in the mind. So as you slow down, you might not believe it, as if the time slows down. And when you stop, the time stops.
Sachin, this is Mansoor Salam. Recently, I have had an expansion that I would like to share.
Sure, go ahead.
I listened to the recorded the guided meditations in the morning. And a few days ago, I had this experience of I am nobody and I don't know anything in a way that I could at all not feel my body, because my body didn't exist. An open vessel, like my heart, was like a little bowl open. And it was very profound for me, and I got to understand that teaching in a way that I had never before. Just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, all of you. It is like this. When the wisdom opens up within your own self, and it's so tremendous and so real that you can't deny it.
Hi, dear Sat, this is Bless. I have a sharing too. I used to always judge every situation, especially when things would go in a wrong way. I used to judge them all the time and ask myself why this situation is like this, why it didn't happen other way. But recently I just saw myself watching the situation and keeping quiet, and something remind myself that I am nobody and I don't know anything. And this new way of looking at things gave me so much lightness and kept me really quiet. And although I see my mind getting sometimes confused, but deeply I feel like more natural, more empty. I just wanted to share that.
Beautiful, Bless. Yeah. It's a really profound question. I mean, not even a question, when you say to yourself, I'm nobody and I don't know anything. Immediately, like you said, the judgments and the duality stops. Because in knowingness, there is a conflict. In not knowing, I remember my father used to joke around and say, when you ask something of Sat, she says, I don't know. And he says, that's the only answer that shuts me off. Any other, I would have a follow-up. Yeah. Now we are doing it to ourselves instead of answering people like that. We're just admitting it to ourselves.
Hi, dear Sat, this is Nasrin. I just wanted to share some kind of, I don't know, maybe elementary sharing. Every year, years and years, I used to put my Christmas tree, decoration, everything. And I've done it for years and years. But this year, somehow, I felt like I don't want to do it. And I had no reason for it. It wasn't my mind telling me don't do it. because you are busy, because every year I'm busy. No matter how busy I am, I'm going to do it. It was just something I had to do it. This year I didn't do it, and later on, it became, was like an answer that comes, I don't know how to put it in, but it revealed to me why I did what I did and how it is to listen to my inner, because it was time for me not to do it for some other reason that happened. And it just expanded me into listening to my inner, to what I should do. I did some decoration inside the house, not that I'm against of the tree itself, but it just didn't come to me, and I listened to it, and it revealed itself to me why I didn't do what I had to do without even using my mind to judge it. I just wanted to share this to you. I don't know if I made sense or not, but it was an expansion to me.
Yeah, it is. It is listening and not going by force. Finally, coming to realization that I'm a listener now instead of traditioner. There's no such a word. I said it anyway. And when you listen and it's proven right to, there's such a relief. There's such a weight off your shoulder.
Thank you. And, you know, because of that, I actually let go of some other, trying to find the word.
Obligation.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Some other obligation or attachment. I don't know. It just happened around, surrounding me. And it was nice, but so many.
Yeah, you're being released. Yeah, you're being released, you know, from the repetition and doing the same thing, whether it works or not.
Thank you for all your teachings and wisdom. Everything you need. Thank you. I love you.
Hi, Sajun. This is Nas. I just wanted to share with you that today I decided to sit with my heartache, and I did stop meditation when I felt pain, and I felt much better, much more peace, and some release after I did stop meditation. And thank you very much for working with us, for teaching us how to be okay when we are not okay. Thank you very much. I'm
that's very grateful. Sweet. That's very sweet, Nas. I'm glad you're practicing. Never let go of that.
Hi, Sachin. This is Kavi. I had several things that happened this week that just when they all come together shows me how you're supporting us from every single direction and angle. And I just wanted to just express it and get it and say it out loud. The first one was this Psi Center this week. We had a quote from Bubba that said, once we surrender our mind to God completely, he will take care of us in every way. And I cannot tell you, because I know you weren't in the room with us, but I can't tell you how many different people had an understanding of what it means to surrender our mind to God, had an experience, had a tool, and they were tools from 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 10 days ago, so many different ways of seeing this and experiencing it. And I could just feel that we've all done this thing, had all had this experience or had a real tool to touch. And I remember before this meeting thinking, how did anyone hear this quote from Bubba and do anything with it? Because I couldn't have. And I really couldn't have. But like, we all could. And it was like magical to think about that. And to see that we all had this, different ways of doing it, because you've given us so many. And then a little bit later in the week, like I had an old thought or an old issue come up, but with new face. And I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, I have a journal entry about this. I have a way to look at this because Sat's helped me with this. And I got to go back and read my journal. And I was like, ah, it's the same old thing. It's the same thing. Here's the solution. And I could feel this immediate peace and like this separation from it. And then even today, I finished a very like tough call at work. And I immediately after that had got the opportunity to have an interaction with you. And you were just there at the right time and everything melted away. And I just can't help but like share that, like, I think you're getting this from every angle for us. And I felt it. And I just saw the culmination of it this week in those three examples. And I wanted to share it and say, thank you. Like, you're really picking us up and taking us where we need to go. And like, I am so, so grateful. And I just wanted to express it in a bumbly way. I know it was bumbly, but there it is.
It was great. We need sometimes a bumble. That was great. Yeah. You know, I was on the Sai Baba Center on a live stream toward the end. I couldn't do it before. And I also felt so glad with the interaction everybody had with each other and experiencing firsthand. It was really heartwarming for me too.
Hi, Sat, this is Nilu. I really wanted to say I have something big to share, but my heart is exploding with gratitude, and maybe this is the biggest thing to share. And I am so grateful to you. Just watching all the layers falling down, just feeling the emptiness and joy. Just everything that Kavi just said about understanding and deepening and putting the luggages down and using the tools and flying with freedom. And even when the mind fools you, you can use the tool and say, I'm okay, it's okay. So many things.
Yeah.
I really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Niluja. Yeah, that makes me very happy that we are all in the divine boat and just cruising with the one hand full of love and one hand full of wisdom.
Thank you.
Salam Satchunam Taminam.
Salam Taminajam.
I have this sharing that I have to do. Lately, I have such beautiful days. I mean, from the morning that I get up, like I have to just talk to God. And I've seen Bhajan in my heart. And I just go to the, you know, everything that I have to do. I do everything that I do without even thinking about it. But I know, I remember that you have said that cooking and doing housework, going outside, when you're doing everything, just do it from the heart. Just try to be in. Try to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm having these days right now. It's been
so nice.
I am enjoying it so much, and I'm seeing it with the, you know, really the eyes of the heart, that I every single thing that you told us, it's proven to be right. Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad your life is so beautiful.
I love you so much.
I love you back.
Sajna, wanting to see all of us so happy, is that another attribute of the attributeless?
You don't give up on that. I'm trying to digest. Yeah, everything is from attributeless. Everything. Everything.
I thought Junis Dahar, if it's a celebration tonight, I can't help but join in. And I just wanted to share that Cabby and I were talking earlier, and we kind of had like a heck of a week at work. And yet we were reviewing that, like, it doesn't touch us in the same way anymore. Like, we kick the balls, we do the things, and we reviewed how it was for us 10 years ago and how when we would review the things that had happened, we were so affected by them. And now we do all the things we have to do. And at the end of the day, at the end of a very long day or a very long week, it doesn't affect us in nearly the same way it used to. And we're completely grateful. We're completely okay. And I just have to also echo the gratitude and the amazingness of you and your path. And I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, what I like to say is also my gratitude. It is so endless. My gratitude is, I don't know where to begin. I also, like each one of you, started completely as the imprisonment of the body. And I find my guru. I find the key to the heart. And through the grace of the Mother and Divine Father, which is no different than the Self or the Guru. And now we meet with some of you again in this lifetime. And we share no longer our failure and our frustration and our inability to handle life, but to inspire each other, feel the truth of the words of God that we all have received, including myself. Having the grace of the Mother, knowing that living a life of love, understanding, and wisdom harmonizes with the heart of God, even as a human being. So I appreciate every one of you guys is companionship with me in this life. But honestly, there is only one existence. The gratitude you give to me, also your reality receives it. And that's how it is. It's not that I'm trying to belittle myself. It's just the way it is. I accept it graciously, and as your voice in it or feeling it, your heart accepted graciously. So, Merry Christmas to all of you. Merry Christhood to all of you, actually. And I think we are living Christ's, Jesus' teaching, which was wisdom in one hand and love in the other, that we share with each other. May, no, there is no may. Good night to all of you. Namaste.